Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
There's one guy that I always try to find his reaction for it, and that's David Kaplan. You can find him on ESPN 1000 up in Chicago. He's the co-host of Cap and J-Hood weekdays from 7 to 10 o'clock in the morning. You can also follow him on Twitter. He's at the Cap Man. Cap, we had you on a few weeks ago. This was at the very beginning of the offseason when there were reports that, hey, you know, the Cardinals could be interested in Wilson Contreras. And at the time, I asked you, what would your reaction be if the Cardinals ended up signing Wilson Contreras? And here's what you said.
I'll puke.
Cap, we appreciate the time as always. What's your reaction today, as it sounds like there is real momentum toward that happening?
Yeah, I just threw up in my mouth. look, I love that dude. And I'm a Cubs fan. I was born one, I'll die one. He is a damn good baseball player. But I have a special needs son. I told you guys that whenever we spoke 6-8 weeks ago. He's been amazing to my son, Brett, and that's Brett's favorite player. And so I've got a child at home who's like, Dad, why is my favorite player not going to be on our team? I don't know, Brett. I can't really answer that for you. The fact that he's going to get what looks like, I'm guessing, 4 for $80, 5 for $100, whatever it is, some kind of really good deal, and he's going to go play with a really, you know, first-class organization. I'm thrilled for that guy. The fact that it's got to be the GD effing St. Louis Cardinals, I mean, come on, man. Can't we play for Seattle or somebody like that?
Cap, I was texting with your good buddy and my good buddy, Mike Claiborne, when this news broke this morning, and he said, you need to check and see how Cap is holding up. And now I kind of know how you're holding up with all of this. But let me ask you this, setting aside that it is the Cardinals, I think the biggest question from Cardinals fans is, are they getting a guy who can be an everyday catcher for them? He didn't catch more than 75 games for the Cubs last season. Are they getting a guy who can be an everyday catcher for the Cardinals?
Well, I don't think there is anybody that's every day anymore in baseball. Can he catch 100 games? Yes, he absolutely can. And they're bringing Robo Strike Zone coming. It may not be here in April, but it's coming. And so, you know, people say he's not as good a framer as he needs to be. Okay, that's fine. I was told by people who would know that when Oliver Marmol and John Mozeliak flew to Florida, or Oliver was in Florida, and went and met with Wilson. Okay, here's what we hear. Here's what we need to know. Here's how the Cardinals do business. Can you be that guy? And they got the answers they were looking for. And I'm telling you, this kid's going to play with an edge that you guys are going to love. He won't be, you know, the greatest defensive catcher you've ever seen. He's going to hit. Play with passion, a big arm. He's going to shut down running games. You're going to love having him in your uniform.
Talking to David Kaplan of ESPN 1000 in Chicago here on 101 ESPN in St. Louis. And Cap, I did want to ask you a little bit about that meeting that they had between the Cardinals brass and Wilson Contreras. I thought it was really interesting that they decided to do that. They went down to Orlando, and Oliver Marmol is from Orlando originally, so I'm sure there was a little bit of discussion about that. But how rare is that in your understanding of a manager going down there as well? Ollie is very hands-on, and he has very good relationships with his players, but he's young. He's new to this job. He's only a year into it. Do you think that was a I'm trying to think of the best way to frame this, but did that help sell Wilson Contreras on the idea of coming to St. Louis?
Oh, I think it did. And I think as equally important, it helped sell the Cardinals on Wilson Contreras. Look, Wilson plays with an edge. I love that edge. But I'm not in that clubhouse. And I know there were guys that went, you know, he's intense now. That's not for everybody. You have to know what you're getting into. But I work at a company where they have a rule, DBAA, don't be an ASF. And the Cardinals, for as much as I despise them and hope they never score another run in the history of the franchise, the Cardinals have a standard. There's a Cardinal way, whether it's Tony La Russa or Whitey Herzog or Red Shane Dienst or Oliver Marmol. You're going to play the way the Cardinals want you to play, or it's not going to work out here. So I think they put their, you know, their things on the table, and he put his. Okay, let's talk. We can handle that. That won't be tolerated. And here's how we prepare for a series. Here's how we work with our pitchers. Here's what we need from you. If you can't live that way, there's other teams that are going to pay you that can. Let's be honest here. And Wilson's a big boy. And I'm telling you, you're going to be stunned at the number of Wilson Contreras Cardinals jerseys. My son won't have one, but there'll be a lot of people that will.
Cap, I'm curious because you, of course, keep your eye on the landscape of not just the Cubs, but all of baseball. Are you surprised that the Cardinals went this route? Because there was a lot of connections of the Cardinals trading for Sean Murphy or trading for Alejandro Kirk from the Toronto Blue Jays.
I'm not, because in the end, you don't want to give away your best prospect. And if Sean Murphy is commanding the prospect package that I hear he is, okay, that's why before we make that move and give up our best young prospects, let's go sit down with Contreras. We can hear this about him, or there can be this narrative there. Whatever happened in Chicago, happened in Chicago. Fresh start here in St. Louis. Let's meet with this guy. And that meeting, Wilson told me, that meeting went amazing. I said, how was it? He's like, amazing. We had a very honest discussion, and it was amazing. We'll see where it goes. And now it looks like it's going to go to the point where he's going to get 4 or 5 years, and he's going to be wearing that dirty red bird on the back. And it is what it is. I'm happy for my friend, because he's in a really, really good place.
Cap, we'll get you out of here on this. I got to get your thoughts on the Cubs. What the hell are they doing this offseason? Are they spending money? Are they not spending money? What are they trying to accomplish this offseason?
Oh, no. The vault is open. They're spending and spending big. They got Cody Bellinger on the one-year deal. He turned down multi-years to go to Chicago for one, because he wants to rebuild his value. $68 million to Jameson Taillon last night, and they beat a lot of teams to get him. And I think they're getting one of those shortstops. Now, Mark Feinsand, who does a great job for MLB.com out east, said they're trying to sign Dansby Swanson to play short and put Xander Bogaerts or Correa at third. I'm telling you that when Tom Ricketts met with Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins, our president and GM, last week, he said, guys, I appreciate the thoughtful, intelligent spending and not getting caught in these long deals like the Hayward deal again. It's time to go. Here's the checkbook. There's a backup thing of checks. Start getting some players. That's it. So I do think they are far from done, and I think they'll be one of the bigger spenders in the offseason.
Makes sense. I don't know why they didn't bring back Wilson Contreras in that scenario, but I suppose
I'm okay with it.
That makes a lot of sense. John Heyman, who, for what it's worth, also reported yesterday that Aaron Judge was going to be a Giant. He's not. He's back with the Yankees. But he says that it's a 5-year deal between the Cardinals and Wilson Contreras that they're working on right now. So we'll see if there's any update on that.
Cap, probably 5-90, 5-85, 5-100, right in there. And he deserves to get that deal. Let me just tell you something. I can't stand John Hamm, the actor, because he's a jerk in all his characters, like Top Gun Maverick and Richard Jewell. But the fact that that guy's a Cardinals fan, I can't like him.
He's one of our own. He's also a Blues fan. He's at a lot of Blues games, so we appreciate him for that. Cap, we appreciate you always hopping on with us, man. It's great to be able to catch up with you. Looking forward to hopefully some more relevant Cardinals versus Cubs games this year, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Have a great holiday season.